Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, I don't know whether you were watching online or during the week, Elon Musk showcased his humanoid Optimus robots. And I say robots because he has many of them. WeRobot, an event in California last week. It was absolutely amazing. Many were amazed at how human-like they were and how they served drinks, they danced, they played, rock, paper, scissors, for example. They didn't talk like robots, they just talked like one of the guys. And there have been questions over their viability as examples of AI, as it has emerged that these particular robots were actually remote control operated by humans. Although they are not yet completely autonomous, I don't think it will be long before they are. So, you know, they will soon be able to perform, you know, tasks themselves. So you can essentially have them, you know, in your home and they'll look after your everyday tasks for you. You know, they'll do the washing, they'll do the ironing, they'll bring the kids to school. You know, incidentally, the director of the 2004 movie iRobot is attempting to sue Musk over the design of these machines and his self-driving vehicles. Alex Prius is accusing him of copying his work. Now, let's be clear about it. There's only so many ways you can make a robot look, really, isn't there? But back to the point, these machines will be available to live in your home sometime very near in the future, probably. Something that some people are a little bit worried about. But is it something that you are worried about? Or do you think it'll make your life easier? And I'm wondering, you know, over the last 100 years, what appliance do you think has benefited you most to date? Do you think that, you know, an Optimus will soon replace that? You know, do you have, I imagine for most people, for a lot of people, the microwave oven is something that I believe has made a huge difference. My mother was a genius, by the way, at timing things, you know, particularly, say, the Christmas dinner. You'd have the turkey, the peas, the potatoes, the cabbage and everything all ready, and they would all be finished and completed at the same time and on the plate and hot. Whereas nowadays, most of us don't have the ability to do that anymore. So what we do is we just make them at kind of different times and then heat them up in the microwave. The microwave has made such a difference to our lives. So that's one thing over the last 100 years that's changed our lives. You know, other things that have changed our lives, I suppose, the washing machine. Just washing your clothes rather than having to wash them, you know, a tub of water and dry them out and wring them out to one of those things where you wind it and the rollers squeeze all the water out of it that they would have used in the old days. So I'm asking, what appliance do you think has made your life so much better over the last 100 years? The best appliance ever. And the other question is, you know, do you think you would like to have a robot in your house? Does it worry you, the fact that within the next 10 to 15 years, they'll be amongst us? Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm grand. How are you, Niall?
Good. Would you like an Optimus in your house?
No.
Would you not?
No. What was the name of the film that Robin Williams was the lovely, there was a robot. It was very human-like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was just called Robot. I can't remember, actually, what the name of it. I do remember the movie, yeah.
But it turned more and more human. Do you remember as the film went on?
Yeah.
And then it ended up, you know,
being sentient almost. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of freaked me out. And I thought, no, if we're going that far, there'd be nothing left. Why are we worrying about repopulation and, you know, having the next generation? Like, what is it going to be the benefit? Like, you can't ever make a human out of a robot or a piece of plastic.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would have said that a computer could never, you know, think or talk or write like a human being. But nowadays we have ChatGPT, we have all sorts of AI voices, and you would never know the difference.
I know, but still a human, you can't beat the interaction of another human being with a human being.
I don't know, I've met some human beings that I don't like interacting with. I'd rather interact with a computer, to be honest with you.
That's fair, but I mean, you know what I mean? Overall, it cannot give you the sustained.
Could you imagine, Bernie, lying in bed in the morning, right? And it's a cold morning and you're not in the mood and you just kind of look out from under the covers and you go, I don't know, whatever you're called, Optimus, do me a favour. Well, you wouldn't go downstairs and stick on the kettle for me and just, oh, there's loads of stuff there in the laundry room. You wouldn't iron it for me. And when you're finished that, would you pop down to the shops and just get me here? Here's a list for the dinner. Would that be just great?
No, it wouldn't. You need to have a routine in your life to keep going.
Mm.
You know, like one of the best inventions of this century is the toilet.
The toilet, the modern day urinal, yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just think you had to go outside with your bit of newspaper and find a spot.
Yeah.
And like, it had to be the most modern, to me, it's one of the best things that ever happened. You know, it was a real privilege to have them in the house. Running water, and a light bulb, you know, before this was candles and wicks of things and oil lamps and all those things.
Yeah, well, you've a guy called Alexander Cummings in 1775 invented and patented, you know, the modern day toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair play to Alexander. He must have been having a crap at the time and thought, this is just not on.
But you know, I mean, all the old castles, if you look at them, they used to have holes in the side where they shit into rivers. And it fell from a height, you know. You imagine being up on the fourth floor and you're going to shit down into the river and it's a cold, windy night and it's raining and the roof is only made of thatch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a huge invention. We've come such a long way.
Well,
really.
I mean, a lot of the modern stuff that we have, like running water and all that, sewerage, a lot of that, I suppose, we have to thank the Romans for. The Romans invented a lot of that stuff. You know, or the idea of a lot of that. Obviously, we perfected it over the years. But what about things like, I mentioned the microwave oven earlier on. I'd be lost without the microwave oven.
I think most of us would, to be honest. And the washing machine, the dishwasher,
dishwasher is great. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
The dishwasher is it doesn't put the stuff away afterwards. The robot would, yeah. Optimus would do it for you. Yeah.
But, I mean, can you imagine having, you know, you go to bed and this thing stands in the corner, good night, sir, and you wake up in the morning, the eyes flash open, you want the kettle on. I wouldn't fancy it now.
Why? But see, you're just saying that because it's something kind of worries you a little bit. What, you think they're going to become human-like and start having feelings and all sorts of things?
Well, we don't know. How far can they go, you see?
I don't think there's any end to it. I mean, when you look at how quickly we're advancing technologically, I don't believe there is any end to it. I do believe, probably in a very short period of time, I would say in the next 10 years, men will go to Mars. I do believe that robots will become self-sufficient in the sense that they can think for themselves.
Are you going to replace Karen with a robot?
No. Could never replace Karen with a robot. Nor would Karen want me replaced as a robot. Not a chance. Mind you, you can be absolutely sure once robots are invented, that will be one of the first purposes because sex sells.
Yeah, and like, what do we do with the transgender part of the robot?
What? Penis, like,
do you make it male or female? How do you know? What is it going to be? Is it going to be a hermaphrodite? How are you going to, you know, what is it going to be? What if it demands?
Well, they'll be just genderless, will they? They'll be just genderless robots.
But what if they want to be a gender?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot about never thought of that. Yeah, so they'll have to have bits,
yeah. Mm. And, you know, they're going to keep adding to it and taking away and, you know, wants to be slim, it wants to be fat, it wants to have big toes. Like, I mean, where do you stop?
Then you have to give it a name too. Have you got a name for your robot, yeah. Bernie?
iPod or something. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Bop.
So what other, okay, so you mentioned the toilet, the modern toilet. Great invention. What other invention?
The grass cutting machine, the robotic grass cutting machine.
Oh, have you got one of them?
Yeah, I did.
And does it work?
It's the best thing I've ever had. It goes around the garden there, winter and summer, and it follows. They are actually amazing.
So it's just going all the time, is it?
You can see, it has a timer. You can set it on a timer. It has an alarm on it. It follows a line around the garden, so you get a line put in, and then it stays within the boundaries of that line, and so it'll cut everything around it.
Look at you with your robotic lawnmower.
I know. Well, I can't. I've arthritis in my hand, so I can't actually. I couldn't use the.
And would you not just pay some local lad a tenner every now and again to cut the grass? No.
There is no local lad. They're all gone. And my grandchildren are going, no, not grannies again. I hate that.
Why, have you got a big garden, Bernie?
No, I haven't. I've just got it mapped out. It's just around the side of the house and the front
right.
bit.
So the little robot goes around cutting the grass all year round, and it's always freshly cut.
And what it does is it sends the grass back into the ground, so it's recycled.
Oh, yeah.
It acts as its own propagator, so
Yeah, but that's because it's cutting it all the time, and there's not much, so that, so it just disappears.
Yeah, so it's environmentally very friendly, and I turn it off in the winter because the grass doesn't grow much in the winter, so I leave it off all winter and then put it on maybe in the spring.
Right, and is it solar? It's run on, or does it charge?
No, mine isn't. Mine is not that fancy. No, mine is just run off the electricity.
And so what does it do?
And there is one out there you can run off a Bluetooth and an iP, and it has a, its own solar system. The latest ones are all millions of euro. You know, this one wasn't that dear, you know.
And but when you say it's not solar, so what does it do? Does it go back to its own base and plug itself in?
Yeah, so it's a charge. It has a battery charge, and it knows its limits. And then it goes back and sits in the base for a few hours and charges itself up again.
Right.
Yeah, that's quite remarkable. Honestly, God, I mean, when you think you're going around with the hand roller, do you remember the hand lawnmower? You'd be
Your back would be broken. Yeah, yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, your parents, and you'd be saying, please don't give me that job this week. Jesus Christ, you know.
hang on for a second. Margaret would definitely love a robot in her house. Margaret, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? How are you?
Good. You'd love a robot, wouldn't you? Optimus going around your house doing everything, you're washing and you're ironing for you and making the dinner and painting your windows and cleaning the windows and painting everything, the frame, door frames that you were painting last week or the week before. You'd love that, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't, no.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No, but I'll tell you why not, Niall. Think about it.
I'm thinking.
If you had a robot in your house and they were doing everything and you were retired from your job, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And yourself and Karen are there. Sure, fuck's sake, you'd end up inside your attic hospital.
Why?
Depressed.
No, I'd be delighted. No, we would. We'd enjoy our lives. Yeah. Well, I'm not just going to sit there in a house and watch the robot doing everything. I mean, we'd go out. We'd enjoy our lives. So we'd go out and we'd say to the robot, listen, Optimus, Opti, while we're gone, hoover the floor, wash the dishes. Oh, and Jason, would you go out and cut the grass there? Because we don't have one of Bernie's fancy gadgets. Would you go out and cut the grass?
And then
we'll come back and everything will be spick and span.
There is nothing like the personal touch. Cooking your own meal, serving it up, cleaning your home. You take pride in it. Doing whatever you can. I paint my house. I do whatever I can. And
see, I used to love doing that, Margaret, but my back is gone now. I would be out cutting grasses, painting, climbing ladders, but I can't anymore. The last time I tried to do something, we were painting the facade. I ended up, as you know, in A&E with me back. Sure. So I can't do anything like that anymore. Now, I'm perfectly fine, but I just can't because I know it'll just throw me back out again. So I can't risk it.
Well, you see, I get out on the extension here in the house.
Oh, jeez.
And I paint the back wall upstairs. I have
a vision of you now climbing out the window onto your extension. How do you climb out the window?
Climb out the window, and I clean me tree Velux windows.
I do the gutters.
I
get up the ladder and I clean the gutters and I wash them and I scrub them. And then I paint the bottom part of the house. Then I go out and I slip up my big ladder and up to the top I get and I clean all my gutters.
What? And is this a two-story house or a one-story?
Two-story.
Two-story?
Yeah.
At your age, you're up the top of a ladder on a two-story house?
Yeah.
You're mad.
I do it as well.
Ah, yes, I'm mad.
It's good because I don't want anyone.
I'm terrified of ladders. The last time I was up the ladder, I had to get Karen to hold it for me. I'm terrified of them.
And another thing, Niall, is if you were in hospital, would you like a robot coming to you and not a nurse?
Yeah.
No, I'm a very nurse or a doctor. Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's the
personal touch.
But it's going
of a human being, not a bloody robot, with our big heavy feet plounding in. You'd never get a night's sleep.
But would you not be able to prefer to say to the robot, "You get up the ladder there and clean the gutters"?
No. You know what's wrong with your man Elon Musk?
What?
He's a fruit and nut.
Too much time on his hands.
And he's too much time on his hands. He's too much money.
Well, he has got a lot of money. He has got a lot of money. In fairness to him,
he has copied the electric car and the robots because there was a film on the television.
iRobot.
All about those robots and that. And I cannot for the life of me. And I've seen the robots in a film and the robots end up going bananas.
I seen that movie. iRobot, yeah. It's called, yeah.
I can't, yeah.
That's the one with Will Smith is in it. Will Smith's in it, yeah.
That's it, yeah. Yes. The very
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's claiming that Elon Musk's robot looks like his robot. But hey, I mean, what else would a robot look like? I mean, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. I tell you, the man would be better off, you know, wherever he paid for the robot and the car.
Yeah.
And he'd be better off, you know, really giving that money to third world country, you know, or any of the countries that are
you
war.
Can, yeah. Well, no, don't get me wrong.
You know what I mean?
Well, hang on. With the greatest respect, I think Elon Musk does give a lot of money to charity. He does give money to charity, as well as most other philanthropists. Yeah, they do. But this is why he's famous. I mean, the man has a passion for the future. He has. I mean, look what he's doing with this SpaceX. I don't know whether either one of you seen this booster rocket re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, yeah. coming down and landing back on the thing. It's astonishing. Astonishing.
Yeah. Oh, look, Niall, I'm not saying it's not. And technology is increase in leaps and bounds,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and all the rest. But why doesn't he send a rocket up with two or three of his robots and let them land on Mars and let them stay up there and see how they get on? See, can they find their way home?
Well, they're saying now that, well, okay, if Donald Trump becomes the next president, Donald Trump is obviously, Elon Musk will be part of his team. And they're saying... And they're saying that within the 4 years of his presidency, he will land men, or women, be the case maybe, on Mars.
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you know what?
Would you go, Margaret?
You know what?
Would you go, Niall, just for the crack? Like, would you go to Mars for the crack?
Would I go? I'm very happy here. Thank you very much. I keep my feet firmly.
But here's the thing: we'll need to find another planet because this one won't last long. I don't want to scare everybody, right? But you've heard this theory, right? That the magnetic poles on both ends of the Earth, their magnetism has decreased, I believe, by 20%, and this is due to solar radiation, as far as I know.
But
due a polar shift, which they reckon could happen in the next 300 years, right? Now, if a polar shift happens, I know you won't be here. And neither will I. And neither will Bernie. No.
But you had a very interesting person on there on one of your podcasts about that this is only we're all in a different game.
Simulation. Jeez, you all heard that podcast, didn't you? Yeah, that it's just a simulation. Yeah.
Yeah. So that won't happen. The polar shift won't happen. That's only a matrix thing that you're making up.
Oh, right. So it's just part of my simulation, is it?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If it is a simulation, whose simulation is it? Is it mine? Is it yours? Or is it Margaret's?
Well, I don't know. Tonight it says yours.
Oh, it's mine. Okay. Okay.
Well, I'll
but what
tell
about
you
the other thing is...
Go on, Margaret.
Sorry, go on, Bernie.
Go on.
Sorry, go on.
I looked just by being polite to each other. Go on, Margaret. What do you want to say? Go on. Say it.
Now, I'll tell you. You can imagine the world is round, right? And there's a football. Imagine the football, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have these lunatics in North Korea and in America and various other countries. And they're putting rockets up.
Yeah.
You know, experimenting.
Yeah.
And they're putting them down and they go into the sea. Right?
Yeah.
The core of the apple, or the core of the world, is being damaged. And that's why you have earthquakes, and you have tidal waves, and all those type of things that are happening.
I don't think it's to do with the rockets.
And eventually, the core's earth
the
is
core.
All
yeah.
crumbling. It's cracking. And that's why you have earthquakes.
No,
here,
but hang on. But the greatest was like, the Earth's core, or the Earth itself, right? This all it is a piece of rock which was milling around in space and become circular and became a sphere because it was moving so fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it eventually will, you know, just disappear because it won't last forever. So, you know, we do know that at some point it is just going to explode, or the sun will become too warm for it, or the radiation around it that protects us, for example, will stop protecting us, and there'll be an overdose of radiation from the sun, or the poles will shift, and 80% of us will be killed because the Earth will stop momentarily. and will shift slightly the other way. So we know all of those things could happen in the future. So yeah, all Elon Musk is trying to do is look for somewhere else that we can populate in the interim.
But Niall, in the world and the solar system out there in upper space,
do you
think that we're the only living creatures? We're not.
No, of course we're not.
No, we're not.
No, I know. I know we're not.
You know? And, I mean, I sent in the photograph. I'm waiting
for you to say I sent in a photograph of me at the edge of the universe. Go
on. I took a picture one night of this star.
Right.
And I said, what the hell is in the middle of the star?
Right.
So I went outside anyway, and I took the picture of the star, and I beamed it in with my fingers on my mobile phone. The shape of a man.
A man?
In the middle of the star. Yes.
What did you think of that on the screen?
Pardon?
Was there something on your camera lens? Sorry.
No, it was up in the sky. The star in the sky.
Yeah, but the nearest star is about 5 light years away, isn't it? Or something ridiculous.
And there was a shape of a man. And when I was zooming in, I could see he had black hair, bare skin.
On the star?
On the star. And I still have it on my phone.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Send
it in to me, Margaret. I want to see it.
He
had black trousers on. You can see his trousers. Hold on. Margaret, the nearest star is 4.2 light years away, and you can see some lad on it with black trousers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And a big square white in the middle of his T-shirt.
He had a T-shirt on him.
I'm telling you, it's probably Elon Musk.
It's Elon Musk. Anyway, Margaret, sorry, I never asked you before we finish up here, Margaret. Margaret, what was the best invention in the last, 50 years in your lifetime? What has been the best invention that has made your life easier?
The washing machine.
The washing machine.
And I'll tell you another thing that made my life fantastic. Nappies, disposable nappies.
Disposable nappies, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of the cloth.
By the way, can I just point out, here's an interesting fact, right? One thing that's made women's lives easier is tampons over the last 50 years, which, can I say, was invented by a man. Mm-hmm. Invented by a man because he felt sorry for his wife. He was an Indian man, a professor, and he felt sorry for his wife every month. So he invented tampons.
All right.
Well, I never knew that.
There you go.
I didn't know that either. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So most of those things, contraception was invented by a man. I'm not going to diss
HRT patches by a man.
I'm not dissing women here, by the way. I'm just saying, we are useful for something. You know what I mean? We do invent things.
Yeah.
And so do women.
Yeah.
Women do a lot.
Well, yeah.
We're the carers, we're the givers, we do accounting, we do cleaning, we do cooking, we love our person that we're with, we do everything.
We do everything for our children. Without women, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Listen, by the way, I wonder, will female robots be able to have little robots, baby robots?
Oh, this is what I was saying to you.
you're pushing it.
And when it falls out, will it make a little clanking sound when it hits the ground? You know what I mean? Anyway, listen, Margaret.
What,
Margaret? Go on.
You know what, Niall?
What?
Before you go.
Yeah, yeah.
The next thing you'll hear is men can have babies.
Oh, sure, I've heard that already. Somebody told me that already. It's not true. Anyway, listen. Thank you, Margaret. Appreciate it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.